This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Why you want to listen to the DJV program? Well, because it's pertinent, it's fun, there are lovable people on the air here like me. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Victoria is not with us today because she celebrated her anniversary and has decided to, dry out, work it off, shake it off, whatever it is. All right, so we get to work here, Jennifer, with some trending items.
Yeah, this is a big one. Good news, I guess, if you're a woman with plans to travel to Saudi Arabia or if you identify as a feminist. Saudi women celebrated taking the wheel for the first time in decades this past weekend as the kingdom overturned the world's only ban on female motorists. We heard this was coming. It is now here. It's a historic reform that is expected to usher in with it a new era of social mobility. It's part of the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman plan to modernize the conservative state, but it's been denied by the jailing of female activists who long opposed the driving ban. Now, women in Riyadh and other cities began motoring around the streets bathed in amber light soon after the ban was lifted at midnight because they couldn't wait for the sun to come up. Some of them were blasting music behind the wheel, many of them saying that they felt like free birds finally allowed to be behind the wheel of a car. This is really good news. It is a sign and really a sign of good things to come, I think, for Saudi Arabia. Arabia and their progressive thinking crown prince who seems to be ushering in a whole new era for women in that area.
Lots of border stuff. I didn't say anything because I think you said it all. I think it bothers me. We have comments about it, but it bothers me a little bit. There are a couple things bother me. One, that women are treated that way, and B, that we're sticking our nose in somebody else's business, and not in the sense that we're telling them, the rest of the world, telling them what to do, but it is nice to have what the rising tide brings up all boats or something. Isn't that, there's an expression that's close to that. Not exactly, but close. All right, so the border situation, as we continue to try to understand, most people, and I shouldn't say all of us, because some people just don't care. It's all right if you don't. You can tune out for a few minutes while we talk about the investigation.
Never say that. Come on, Dougie.
What? Go away if you don't want to listen. But then you may miss something, right? It's the old expression, miss a minute, miss a lot. Department of Homeland Security says it has a plan to reunite immigrant children separated from their families. Announcement comes after all of last week's conversation back and forth on immigration policy. Practice of separating children from their parents ended with the executive order curbing that process. So over the weekend, the department has released a fact sheet suggesting 522 children had already been reunited with their parents, and no timeline really for the rest of the unifications. The deportation process takes a long time, so it's not clear if families will remain together or separated over the car. I'm confused by this and all the drama. Is there something that's a takeaway from this that's sort of fast that we can sort of keep in our minds and move on, Jennifer?
Meaning,
from your perspective? Well, the takeaway of, okay, the problem, stop talking about it, it's over, time to move on to the next thing.
No, it's never, this is what the information is that it drives me nuts when I watch people just tooling out of control down this emotional road and people on both the right and the left side of the aisle using pictures and images and sounds of things at the border to try to get political gain, because until Congress passes legislation, there is no end to this. This is going to continue and kids are going to be separated from their families because the law is written in such a way, and this seems to be what no one can grasp. It has nothing to do with an executive order that Obama could have passed. It has nothing to do with an executive order that Trump could have passed. All Trump did with the executive order last week is by a stay of execution, essentially. But his administration is already being sued in the courts, just like Obama's was when he tried to do the same thing. Because the law states, back to 1997, and there's a case that this all stems from, that people can only be detained, that the people can only be detained with their kids in detention centers for 20 days. If you have a child, you can only be in that circumstance for 20 days.
Yeah.
Well, we know how government works, and most of the time government is not able to figure out and give you a court date and give you an appearance before a judge and figure out where you're supposed to go in 20 days. So the Obama administration made the decision to let these people go, catch and release, with a court date so that they'd come back, which none of them ever did, right? The majority of them just took off.
Right.
Now, the Trump administration is going to have to deal with the same problem. They have a 20-day window to try to figure out what to do with these people. Do you let them into the country? Do you send them back across the border? What do you do? And people who come here illegally know that. And so many of them are coming here with children on purpose because they feel like it's going to give them a free pass into the country. Some of them are not even their kids. In multiple instances, I was talking to someone with Border Patrol over the weekend who said that they come just wandering in with a free pass thinking that a child is a free pass. So until there is a really significant change in the law and something supersedes this last decision from 1997, nothing's going to be any different. And people are just going to use this as a way to tackle Trump or support Trump or whatever it is. But until we make a real deal and Congress actually gets to work and Democrats actually come to the table and want to talk with Republicans about the two plans that are being floated, nothing is going to change. And it's a bummer because everybody thinks that there's like some magic action that can take, but the law is the law.
Yeah. Well, it's frustrating. The whole thing is frustrating, especially when you see how this is taking it. We think of it in terms of the southern border, but the customs people on the highways of Maine and New Hampshire are the people who are coming across at checkpoints there seem to have the eye of some of the people on both sides, whether it's the customs people or the civil libertarians. When you go up Interstate 95 into this little town of Lincoln, I've been up there a couple of times in my life. When my father's in the clothing business, and he used to represent a manufacturer of clothing, and I was a kid, and he sent me on these to these outposts to talk to the people in the stores there. I remember driving up to Lincoln, Maine, on the border of Maine and Canada, Interstate 95. So the Border Patrol said it made 9 drug seizures over the weekend, 2 arrests for immigration violations. There was an 11-hour checkpoint operation. Agents asked those who were driving across in their cars about their place of birth and their citizenship status. So in this statement that came out of the Border Patrol, they said this was a means of preventing smuggling from organizations exploiting transportation systems to get into the United States. So Border Patrol, the folks at the Border Patrol have, the U.S. Supreme Court has, apparently, I'm looking at a couple of things the Supreme Court did last week as an aside. The Supreme Court has affirmed the agency's ability to ask motorist citizenship status even if they don't have any suspicion. One wonders why. What's the reason for that? Why? What are you going to? Why would you take the time to ask them? If you're not suspicious, then why are you wasting time asking them about their status? Give them. There's plenty of other people that might look suspicious, so keep them moving. It's just harassment. That's what it feels like to me, anyway. There's another item here. There are 2 or 3 items when it comes to the border stuff. The business of the Border Patrol setting up checkpoints in New Hampshire and on now apparently on the water. They are checking people who are out on the water. The ACLU in Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont filed suit against the Department of Homeland Security, the customs people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, because they've been aggressive out at sea. I don't know. 100 here. They're checking planes. I don't. It's like we've become a police state. That's basically, I mean, I can keep reading these. And then on the other side of it, Jennifer, is the reality of what they are protecting us from. So the extremes, we'd like to think that people in these jobs are a little more discerning so that they can flush out things like MS-13 gang members. There are dozens of different examples. Here's an MS-13 gang member smuggling himself and a child into the U.S. In some kind of a boat. The guy's uncle, one-year-old. And so these sorts of things continue. MS-13 and the gang members trying to get in here. Who wants these people in here? So we want the Border Patrol to do their job when it comes to this sort of thing. Here's an MS-13 member, been deported 12 times, was a rapist and used some kind of an immigration loophole to get back in to the country on the 15th of June. He'd been removed since 2009, but he figured out how to get back in with his 7-year-old daughter. These people all want to come here. So what do we do?
It's tough because not everybody can. You know, that's the issue. Is while there are people who have hardship and we want to help, you can't let every single person into this country because then we can't deal with our own issues.
It becomes confusing. It really does. It gets very confusing. It's 18 after the hour on the DJB program.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor. And he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking. And he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get 4 pillows for the price of 2. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country. Backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
It's literally out of this world. A newly imagined skyscraper could elevate your home to new heights. Cloud's architecture office has unveiled plans for a futuristic skyscraper. It's called the Alameda Tower, which will always be moving and never have a fixed address. That's because the tower will be in space, attached to an asteroid orbiting Earth. It sounds impossible, but NASA is working on an asteroid redirect mission where an asteroid is put into stable orbit. The Alameda Tower would be made of durable and lightweight materials with power coming from solar panels, and a water supply from clouds and rainwater. And if you're wondering how you'll get to work, large passenger drones will shuttle you back and forth between the tower and Earth. Check out cloudsao.com to see the specs. Again, that's cloudsao.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Homemade. makers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
I'm a one-trick pony, literally. I show up at kids' parties and act cute. That's pretty much it. So excuse me for being bitter when Geico says not only could we save you money on car insurance, but we do more, like give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or even via our award-winning mobile app. Well, ooh la la, aren't they multi-talented? Hey, I said organic carrots.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And change half the hour here on the DJV program with some entertainment news focusing on the life and times of Brigitte Nielsen. Everybody remember who she is? Raise your hands. Brigitte.
She's more famous than her career is, I think.
May be right about that. It may be her body that has given her fame and fortune. She's had her fifth child, not big news there, except she was 54. With her first husband. Okay, so let's figure out this circle here, if we can follow this. Try to follow along at home with me. If you're playing bingo, pay attention to this. So, Ms. Nielsen, given birth at the age of 54 to child number 5. Mm-hmm. Her first husband is Mattia Desi.
Well, not her first husband. This is just her first child with her latest husband. Whatever.
Okay. I get the numbers straight here. Her husband is 39. She's 54. Welcomed a daughter named Frida. So this is Desi's first child. Nielsen is the mother of 4 from previous relationships. Nielsen has been married 5 times. Married to Sylvester Stallone, I think, when she was doing that movie with him. I forget what the name of the movie was. Cobra, that was it, yes. And then she was with Flavor Flav.
Very odd. Yes, that's right. Yeah, she had a reality show with him.
Really? And she had a baby with him, too.
I don't know that she and Flav had a baby.
Oh, they didn't have a baby?
No.
She had a bunch of other babies. Anyway.
And she's been with this guy since 2006. They've been together a long time. She said she always wanted to have another kid. I guess they've been trying for a very long time, and now we're successful.
What are the... 54. I could get into the dangers of having children at the age of 54, but that's probably another subject for another time, because we need to get to some music news at 25 past the hour. Foo Fighters have helped James Corden close out the Late Show's week-long visit to London with a performance of their hit Best of You from the Central Hall in Westminster, before singer Dave Grohl took to the stage after Paul McCartney's Carpool Karaoke Aid aired and sat down with Corden to discuss the Beatles' influence on his music, as well as share an anecdote about a party he attended with McCartney and Taylor Swift. That's an interesting... let's see what that story is. Let me dig that out here. Okay, the story revolves around a Dave Grohl who's had too much to drink, apparently, attending a party at McCartney's home Paul performing a new song on a piano. McCartney invited Grohl to do a song for the party. However, Grohl couldn't play the piano because he was drunk. And all of McCartney's guitars were...
I think it's just that he doesn't play piano. But,
oh, there it is. Okay, all right. Not that he was drunk, eh?
Yeah.
All right. And then Dave said Taylor Swift, who was also there, stepped in and started playing a song on the piano that he recognized, but he couldn't place. Grohl's wife was the one who pointed out the song Swift was playing was the Foo Fighters' Best of You, Dave told Corden. Then I got up next to her, started singing with her, and he gave her credit for helping him save face in front of McCartney.
Which is cute. Maybe he was a little too drunk if he couldn't remember his own song.
Yeah, right. I think that's going there. Other musical news here. Nile Rodgers and Chic have come out with a new song, and they also have announced a date for a release of an album. This has been 26 years in the making, apparently. The release of the new single, Till the World Falls, Nile Rodgers and Chic announcing a release for its About Time album. They've been working on that, apparently, for years. Chic released another single, I'll Be There, in 2015, but it's not known if that is still slated to be part of this album, It's About Time. Rodgers said that he's collaborated on songs for the album with Lady Gaga, Elton John, Miguel, Janelle Monáe, and others. Said some of the songs came from his cancer recovery, while others came to fruition after the deaths of his friend David Bowie and Prince. He co-wrote Till the World Falls with Anderson .Paak. I don't know who's Anderson .Paak. Can we...
He's an R&B, kind of a neo-soul singer, yeah. Right.
Okay. So this is something that people look forward to, Kara, then, huh?
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of Defense James Mattis confirming that the Defense Department is getting ready to build some temporary camps for illegal immigrants at two U.S. military bases.
We're in a logistics support response mode to the Department of Homeland Security.
The Pentagon saying recently it was making space available for as many as 20,000 unaccompanied immigrant children who were separated from their parents during the president's zero tolerance policy at the border, which he has since undone with with an executive order. But now the president wants authorities to immediately deport people who cross the border illegally, saying on Twitter, when someone comes across the border, quote, we must immediately, with no judges or court cases, send them back from where they came. He says the immigration system is a mockery to good immigration policy. And this is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now the DJV show. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn today. Kara Schillen is at the controls, pleasantly attending to all the details that keep this program glued together. She loves working with me in the environment that we create here. It's healthy. It's happy. Woo-ha! All right. Having said that, the nuclear warheads deal, Jennifer. North Korean government is erasing much of its anti-U.S. propaganda now that we are buddies with Kim Jong-un. Gone are the posters depicting the U.S. as a rotten, diseased pirate nation. And the posters that promised merciless revenge on American forces for any attack on their country. In place are cheery messages touting the prospects for Korean unification, declaration that Kim signed in April with the South Korean president, promising lasting peace and friendship. How about that? But they're still the most isolated country in the world. Nobody right. gets in to find out what's going on. Anyway,
although
but
the government is giving, the government's giving a timeline, our government is giving them a timeline to start delivering on some of these items to denuke. And they say that it could be done, or at least a significant amount, not completely, because it takes years to actually denuclearize. But in 6 to 8 months is part of this aggressive timeline our government is going to submit to Kim Jong-un this week. So,
Are you following what's being done governmentally on the opioid crisis?
No. I'm just kidding.
The House of Representatives. Well, let me fill you in.
I follow none of this stuff.
I see. Yeah.
I just make it up as I go.
The House of Representatives has passed a package of more than 50 bills addressed toward the opioid epidemic.
And pretty unanimously, too. I think only 14 no's on this package, which is good.
So now they're going over to the Senate. So basically, it's all about the non-addictive painkillers that need to be developed by the drug companies, access to addiction treatment. Why don't the drug companies pay for all this? They started it. They created it. So why aren't they paying for it? Why are we paying
question.
For it?
Good question.
Why are we paying?
I don't know if we can force them into it. But this is not just about, these are about stricter regulations, yes, on drug companies. It's also about making sure that there's stricter enforcement. A lot of that has to do, it was one of the great pieces of Obamacare, actually, not that I say that very often, but one of the great pieces about Obamacare is that everybody's prescriptions went into a database to make it harder for people who game the system, who know how to do that and go to multiple doctors to get different prescriptions. It was a little harder for them. They want to tighten that up even more. And also prevention programs, they want to be able to go in and train doctors not to prescribe these medications. So it's a huge package, pretty comprehensive, actually, to get some steps in the right direction.
Didn't we have enough laws on the books, though, at the time? This is kind of, it reminds me a little bit of the border situation where there are laws on the books that are not being enforced. That's not the case. There are not laws on the books that would curb access to these things that just haven't been enforced. That's not the case.
No, because I think with this, and I don't know all the details, so maybe there was something there, but I think for a long time opioids were looked at as the number one prescribed thing for people in pain. I don't think people were looking at the side effects. I don't think that was clearly not being played up by the drug creators.
Okay.
And
so,
doctors were given benefits for prescribing them.
If that's the case, how many other drugs do you think are floating around out there that may have negative implications that we don't have any real focus on at the moment? How much more of this
kind of
thing?
And the joke is that the FDA takes, 20-plus years to actually approve a drug to begin with?
Yeah, but then you still don't know what the ramifications are down the road. You don't know what 30, 40, 50, 60 years somebody starts taking some of these drugs in their teens or 20s. What's it going to do to their life down the road? We certainly have, not to make it all negative, because we certainly have a lot of good things that have come from medicine that have helped us. But with that has come the realization of how much money can be made by developing some of these drugs. And so with that comes the development of drugs that make a lot of money that may not be so good for us, i.e.
Well, and there are people perfectly capable. Like, I don't like taking a Vicodin because it makes me feel weird. But there are people like me who can take a Vicodin and take one and take it for when I have my dental surgery or whatever it is and not need to take it again. But then there are other people who are built with a much different chemical makeup than mine, who once they take one, they need to take more and more and more and more. So it really is so much about your body's chemistry more than anything else.
Yeah, it is. And that's
and
one of the things.
Nature.
Thank you. Right. All our body chemistry, there's different. People don't really understand it. I don't want to make this a lesson. But Professor Stefan sometimes gets off on a tangent when it comes to things like this, understanding the body versus the genome project, the DNA, the fact that most of us chemically are the same, all of us really are, no matter what the color of our skin, what our religion is, et cetera, et cetera. But how the chemicals mix in our bodies is different. It just is. So you can, some people, it's like drinking alcohol. Some people can drink lots of alcohol and absorb it and not have it affect them. Other people like me, I can't even smell the stuff without getting silly. So,
well, and there's also, there are people who can drink a glass or two of wine and be fine. And then there are other people who can't stop until the bottle's gone and then the next one's open. So it's it really does depend on your nature and what, and so much of that I think is genetics. I know, you know, that's, you have addiction in your family, as do I. Yeah. And that's always made me more careful about this stuff because I know that it could be in my blood to be addictive. So when somebody hands me a pill, I'm like, ooh, I don't know if I should take that. What is this all about? And I get really nervous about it. Not everybody's built in with those same features, and it becomes the reason people can't quit easily is because it becomes part of your body's makeup to want more.
Yeah. All right. Zaza, the bulldog.
Zaza.
Karen's gonna run right to the. He's gonna Google right to the internet. Zaza, Z Zaza. You know how you spell Zaza Gabor? This is Zaza the bulldog.
Isn't it Zaza?
Zaza.
It's Zsa
Zsa, not Zsa Gabor.
It's Zsa
Zsa. Zsa Zsa, Zsa Zsa. Okay, you say Zsa Zsa, I'll say Zsa. Whatever. 9-year-old bulldog voted the ugliest dog in the world. What an outrage this is.
She also slaps police officers.
She's pretty ugly, though. Poor little thing. Look at her teeth.
Oh.
Why do they have a contest for the ugliest dog? Well, who does that? They have red carpet for all of it. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like the dog knows that it's being judged as the ugliest. And it's still getting lots of attention. Look, people love ugly dogs.
Do they? I don't like ugly dogs.
Well, that's just, I mean, people own, like, you own a bulldog. People own chihuahuas.
Wait a minute.
These dogs are not cute.
Hold on a second. My dog is beautiful. Don't you be talking about my dog. It's like talking about somebody's child. Your child is
sometimes
ugly.
Sometimes people have ugly kids.
No, my dog is not. You can't leave. You've looked at big. You said that my dog was cute. She's a sweet little girl.
Yeah, sometimes dogs are cute because they're kind of funny looking, you know?
No. All right, Michael Rappaport in the news today, speaking of funny looking, from the television show Atypical. Kara, what's that show about?
It's just another one of those kind of half an hour long family. It's not really a drama, kind of a sitcom. It's just about, he plays the father. It's just about a family who has a kid who's on the autism spectrum and kind of living life and what it's like to have a kid on the spectrum.
Okay. So over the weekend, he was on an American Airlines flight, and he noticed that a passenger asked directions for the bathroom. Now, how many people on a plane don't know?
How many choices are there?
Yeah,
it's like
right.
Front or
just
back.
One there and one there. That's it. So anyway, he said he was confused, and he walked over to the emergency exit thinking it was the bathroom.
Oh, good Lord.
tried to open the door, and apparently
an airplane bathroom.
Michael Rappaport was on the plane, and he grabbed the guy just before he opened the emergency exit door. And then there were a couple of other passengers who jumped in, and flight crew jumped in at that moment.
Was the guy dumb or drunk, or what's the deal?
I don't know. I would think that there were a lot of people who were quoted on this thing. There's one guy from Fox Sports tweeted that Michael Rappaport just stopped a guy on our plane from opening the emergency door. No joke.
Maybe this guy was having an opioid problem, too. Because whether he was actually confused or wanted to get off the plane or what was going on in his brain, you can kind of see out of the windows on the side of the plane, so you can see that there's not a bathroom there. So
apparently Rappaport shot up out of his seat. It was at the front of the plane and said to the guy, "What the F are you doing?"
Good.
There's a lot of yelling going on. Huh? I don't know. Yeah, right. He was sitting on the bulkhead, so he was in the first row of the first class. And the guy doesn't... Well, if you understand these planes, there's the little cubby hole right behind the cockpit that is the first class bathroom, and then but right next to that is the door, the exit, it's the front door. But there's a lot of difference in size between the exit door and the door to the John.
And also the big handle that says emergency.
Yeah, right.
It's not, if you could read basic English, you're going to know that that's not where you want to go.
No, I wouldn't have thought so. Speaking of not where you want to go, New York City police looking for a man today who chopped off his wife's arm because he was upset with her. Not Native American. His name is Yu Long Ong. Brooklyn used a steak knife.
Oh, that's what? Even that's even worse than what I was imagining.
Right. Yeah, oh yeah. She's pregnant.
He's trying to teach her a lesson.
God.
They're trying to reattach her arm right now. She was breaking rules from their native country, and I'm not sure at this point in time what
does
their native
country. Does cutting off someone's arm count as breaking a rule?
Well, Singapore, in Singapore, if you break the rules, they cut your arm off. Yeah. Hands off, fingers, that kind of stuff. Anyway.
I'm glad I haven't eaten breakfast yet.
All right, well, then we'll pause now so you can have your breakfast. 46 past the hour here on the DJV show. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
Hey guys, it's Victoria from the DJV show, and I've been on the radio for a while now, and even though you can't see me, having a white smile is still super important. Like you, I want that bright white smile, and even though I don't drink coffee, I do love red wine, and that can definitely take its toll on your smile. Over the years, I've tried a lot of teeth whitening products. Those whitening strips can take 30 minutes to an hour to work. Well, guess what? There's actually a really quick and effective solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs, and it works in 5 minutes without messy strips or trays. Power Swabs is clinically studied and uses a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten stains in just 5 minutes. You snap, swab, and smile, and in 5 minutes, coffee, smoking stains, red wine, it all starts to disappear. Power Swabs remove stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs by calling 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard it here and get a 50% discount off the retail price. Dial 800-208-1797.
Dear Diary, today I had two more people say, "You look good. Have you lost weight?" Between you and me, it makes me feel really good. People started asking, "What workouts or diet are you doing?" And the famous, you know, "What's your secret?" I can't help but wonder, should I let them in on my secret? Well, Diary, you know my secret's Calitrin. I still can't believe how amazing it works, though. Yeah, I eat somewhat healthy and I exercise a little, but Calitrin seriously is the one doing all the work for me. I've never felt better. Anyway, I've got to go, Diary. I've got a date tonight. Talk to you later. XOXO.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6. I no longer have knee pain, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous.
I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
My name is Melissa. I've been taking Calitrin, and I've lost 22 pounds.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss. Try it today at toploss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so Jennifer, you may be happy to know that researchers, University of Nebraska, uncovered a protein molecule in plants that control light's effect on how a plant will grow. That means that you may not have to in the future, mow your lawn. You can put a shine a light on it, and it'll stop growing but still stay green. How about that?
I wonder if I could do that to my legs, do you think? Just shine a light on them?
And maybe no more hair?
Laser therapy. I guess you can laser your hair. Yeah.
I'm going to ask Tom Kreitler about that. Not about your legs
should.
And hair.
Dude.
I'm going to talk about that. Probably not. Hey, Tom, how about Jennifer's hair and her legs?
Yeah.
10
check
before the hour.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It is now 53 after the hour, time for a long overdue visit from Mr. Money Pit. I didn't say Money Pants, I said Money Pit himself, Tom Kreitler.
Good morning.
Tommy is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, heard every weekend around the country. You can deal with any issue. Matter of fact, if you don't hear it on the radio or in their podcast, you can get it because the contents of their free newsletter, all kinds of things you can, well, for example, this week, the edition of the Money Pit newsletter has 5 fun ideas for updating your kitchen backsplash. I woke up this morning wondering.
You're going to do just that?
Absolutely. I want to have fun on my kitchen backsplash.
This is a fun project. Come on. It's a tile project that you can tackle on a weekend. There's lots of things that you can do to make it interesting, and it changes the whole look of your kitchen, you know, without spending a whole lot of money.
Also, smart summer lawn care tips. Did you hear me talking about the research that's been done? The folks at the University of Nebraska uncovered a protein molecule in plants like lawns.
Right.
And the molecule controls the light, the effect that light has on the growth of a plant.
Okay.
So that you could genetically alter seeds. The folks at Monsanto are going to love this. They never saw a seed they didn't want to genetically modify. So eventually, you could grow your lawn to a point, and you could fool it, in a sense, so that it didn't grow as fast, look great, but you wouldn't have to mow it as often.
I'd say that would be attractive to a lot of folks. You know, what we've been getting a lot of questions on is the artificial turf for folks that want to have it at home, and it's compelling in the idea that you don't have to mow it. But in the summer, it tends to get very, very hot. It's not good for pets.
Yeah.
You know, and I just don't think your house is going to look that normal in the winter if you live in a place with a cold climate when everybody else has got, you know, grayed out, browned out grass or snow and you still got a beautiful green lawn.
All right. So I also, in conjunction with that story, found a warning for children and riding mowers. Yeah. How it is that parents are asking their children at a young age to ride these, this can be kind of a deadly, you can have these riding lawnmowers are not for 5-year-old kids to be running.
You know, that's been going on forever. I mean, as long as there's been riding lawnmowers, there's been dumb parents trying to give their kids rides on lawnmowers. Yeah. And it's just
and they lose their fingers and their toes.
Yeah, it's terrible. Oh, it's awful.
Yeah. Legs.
Awful. Yep.
No. Yeah. No.
Shouldn't be doing it.
Bad idea. Okay. The questions that come from are, by the way, you can sign up for the newsletter at moneypit.com. Here's a listener who lives in Georgia. Jack wants to find out from us about plaster ceilings that are deteriorating.
Right.
So what can we tell this listener about how to fix those?
You know, I've had plenty of those. My house was built in 1886, and I actually went through the repair process two ways. First of all, if the ceiling has a lot of cracks in it and it's loose, I mean, you got to do something about it, because let me tell you, that plaster is darn heavy, and as it starts to break away and fall, you know, somebody can get hurt. You're certainly going to dent your furniture, if not yourself. So your options are to either remove that plaster, tear it out completely, or put another layer of drywall on top of the plaster. Now, I've done it both ways. Originally, my first big renovation project in my office, I took out all of the old plaster. And what I found was that it was nice that we were down to the studs, but because it was a plaster wall, those studs in those 100-year-old houses, they're not exactly in alignment. They're not exactly flat in a plane. So you can't, you know, just attach drywall to it and expect it to be like a flat wall. Because with plaster, remember, plaster was wet, so the craftsmen back then could smooth it out and make it look perfect. But in the old homes, of course, those beams are not quite perfect. So, you know, that was a challenge we had to overcome. And the next time we did this in another section of the house, I decided to put drywall on top of the old plaster. It was a much simpler, faster, cleaner way to do it. The only thing you have to remember is that if you're going to cover your electrical outlets, you're going to cover go around windows, you got to sort of pack the trim out. You got to adjust the electrical boxes so they come out that extra half or 3/8 inch, depending on the thickness of the drywall you use. But it's an easier way to go, and it looks great.
All right. DJV listener Sylvia in Kansas is concerned about her home. The previous owners put wallpaper straight on the drywall.
Ooh, yeah.
So she wants to remove it. How does she do that?
Very, very difficult, because it's going to be like permanently attached to the paper. I mean, this is one of the situations, Doug, where I would suggest painting over the wallpaper.
Right over, yeah,
I mean, we don't like to suggest that, but as long as it's just a normal paper, you're probably not going to notice much difference. I would prime it, and then I would put the second coat on top of that with a flat latex paint.
So it gets rid of the sheen. It gets rid of the patterns and things that you might otherwise see. Yeah.
Yeah. But use flat paint, good quality flat paint, washable flat paint. If you use anything with a sheen, you're more likely to see those seams.
Really?
Yeah, because a little bit of gloss, you know, from the light sort of bouncing off it.
Just shows off it. All right. Great tip from Tom Kreidler. You get lots of that at his website, moneypit.com, and on the radio program, The Money.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.